A Wisconsin manufacturer that gave guns to its employees as a Christmas present is reporting a good holiday sales season. But a local group that worries about gun violence says the gift was a potentially bad idea. The conflict shows the debate over guns is far from finished, and views may partly be based on where people live. WUWM reporter Chuck Kornbach visited the manufacturer, whose product is connected to firearms.
The firm is the Benshot, that's B-E-N, company, which operates a small factory southwest of Green Bay in the village of Hortonville. At a table on the factory floor, workers hold a small tool called a lamp working torch that shoots out flame. The employees are heating drinking glasses to soften them enough to create a bullet-sized divot in the side. After the glass anneals or slowly cools off in a kiln, adhesive is placed on copper bullets and into the divot they go. Benshot co-owner Ben Wolfgram says it's an uncommon approach to making decorative glassware.
We talked to a lot of different glassmakers and told them what we wanted to do, and they told us that it's not going to work. The glass is going to break. It's not going to, you can't anneal it like this afterward. So that part we had to kind of figure out ourselves, so we bought a kiln and started working on it, and then once we figured the process out, then we scaled it up to this.
The finished product looks like a bullet has been shot into the side of a glass, but Wolfgram says that's not the case.
No, we tried that. It didn't work very well, yeah.
Benshot also offers a glass beer mug embedded with a bullet and takes special orders like the one this fall for the Arizona police officer who wanted 7 bullets in a glass to symbolize being shot 7 times in the line of duty. It's not the only unusual step Benshot has taken with firearms this year. Last month, the 3-year-old company offered guns to its 16 full-time employees as a Christmas gift. 14 took the firm up on the offer, mostly getting handguns. The other 2 received gift cards. Wolfgram says national attention prompted the glassware to sell faster. But he says giving employees a handgun was for their personal protection and for team building. He says he's not surprised so many said yes.
Yeah, I mean, we make a glass with a bullet in the side, so if you're not pro-gun, you probably don't work here.
All the Benshot employees who accepted a handgun had to first take a safety course. One who did is company marketing manager Chelsea Priest. She says she comes from a military and police background and is already a deer hunter. She says the handgun will be used to protect herself.
I'm a young girl. I'm tiny. So this is something that I know that I can be safe when I'm driving. And yes, we do live in a safe community, but how many safe communities have you heard of girls walking down the street at night with their dogs and them getting attacked?
Hortonville Police Chief Christine Brownson says when she heard about Benshot's gift to its employees, there were no worries.
No, I didn't have any concerns, just for the fact that we are a rural community. We have a lot of gun hunters in the village.
Brownson says Hortonville, with about 2,800 people, has a low crime rate. But she says some of Benshot's employees live in larger communities where personal safety may be more of a worry. Benshot giving employees handguns caught the eye of some anti-gun groups. In suburban Milwaukee, Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, or WAVE, says adding a gun to someone's house increases the chances of a shooting, especially if there are other risk factors.
For example, a history of violence or a history of drug or alcohol abuse, a history of depression in the home, all of those things can stack up and really put people at much greater risk.
The Benshot company disagrees, saying an employee with a handgun at home may be better able to ward off an assault. Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort also has another concern. In a year of more mass shootings across the U.S. and dozens killed by guns one at a time in Milwaukee.
Well, it seems to miss the point of the holiday season pretty significantly. The peace on earth, goodwill to men message may have been lost on this company.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.